Good afternoon. I am Giampiero Moioli, and I am a sculptor. And I teach sculpture at the Brera Academy of Fine Art in Milan. I work together with Stefania Albertini, and we create four hands sculptures and projects. I think this morning there was a very interesting projects and very technical and very good. My speech won't be as that, because I'm a sculptor, and I use Blender with different purposes. I tell to my students, use Blender for your needs. Concentrate in one problem, one idea, and go on with that. Because I teach at an Academy of Fine Art, and then I ask, the idea is the first thing, and Blender is a very good tool for demonstrating this idea, for presenting this idea. And I work with Stefania Albertini. We create four hands sculpture and projects. Our designing process is starting from sketches and drawings on paper, and we go on until the realization of our final work. We had ideas as the bubble making machine. With Blender we made very easy but also very interesting for my artistical language, very interesting things. We are working with varied methods, shapes, real models, 3D virtual models made with Blender, and techniques and materials from metal to plastic. What I want to say is, for me, Blender is not the final result. Blender is a good tool for the designing project. We start with sketches, and we arrive at a final project in the reality. In the future, we would like to use also Blender when, if it's possible, when it will be possible to use holograms. I hope Blender could come a good tool for controlling these images. Then I think Blender is a fundamental tool for art and architecture. I teach also at the Polytechnical University for the Faculty of Architecture, and we are going on with projects with Blender. And so I use this program for two main projects, for art and architecture and for the university education. Blender is interesting to me because have a great expansion with Blender of the creativity. than creative expression. And it's very good for design process, and it's very good for communication. We made a lot of projects, not a lot, but we made some projects for the web and for virtual worlds. At the Academy of Fine Art, we work with Blender, and we work also with Second Life. The difference is Blender, I think, is a good tool, a better tool for 3D modeling, texturing, etc. The difference is Second Life allow sharing the project. This is a most important thing. And if Blender can arrive, I don't know, I'm not, I don't know if it's possible with the technique. If we could put the entire world of Blender on the web, creating a 3D world, it would be a great thing. And people can go in a site, a 3D site, a 3D world, and model and create, because sharing during the creation, to share with someone, is very important. And I think Blender is a link. A link because it covers utilities for different worlds, such art, architecture, and multimedia. It opens new interpretations of sculpture and architecture, and it creates new professional figures. We are facing with this software a wonderful expansion of artistic creativity. We can design everything in a virtual world, and then we can try to use it for the constructing project in real time. What is we do, but we have done, we did. But now we are trying to develop these ideas. At the moment, I think for our work, Blender is the most important tool because it's a link. What does I mean? I mean it's a link because it contains, and I see this thing is very interesting for my students, because I teach not only, I teach sculpture, but I don't teach only to students of sculpture. I teach to graphics, for example, and then can use Blender for doing layout, for doing some different kind of works. And also for the scenery is very good. We are developing with Blender different scenery projects. For the university education, I want to introduce a little speech about the university in education. Then I want to show you what we are doing in a simple way with Blender. We started at the Academy with 3D Studio Max, which is installed on all the computers at our Academy. 2 years ago, we started to install Blender and encourage the use of Blender among students. Also because Blender is becoming more used in all the internet. For example, Second Life, if you need to go in to make a shape in a 3D modeler and bring it into Second Life, Blender, I think at the moment it's the most important, most easy tool for bringing shapes in modeled in a 3D modeler and bringing them in Second Life. With 3D Studio Max, I know people which use 3D Studio Max and export to Blender and then export to Second Life. Maya, for Maya, it's a different meaning because with Maya you can directly enter in Second Life. Then Blender is the best solution for those who want to develop their own artistic language. I'm focusing on that. For this, I'm not a Blender wizard. I'm focusing about making forms with Blender for developing artistic creative. Because with Blender, I've tried on my work, you can do a lot of things for art. Okay, I want to show some of our projects we made using Blender. This is a project, a fountain for Tarin, Torino Porta Sud project in 2004. And our designing process involves not only sketches and drawing, but model, real model, and 3D modeler. For example, here with an image editor, we modeled the shape with Blender and we put it into a plan. This is a real project, a real model, scale model, put into a reconstruction of the environment with Blender. This was a project made from a working group of four people, two Italian and two from Korea. This is the same project, and we use Blender to do these technical drawings in a different way. And here we use Blender for doing photo merge, photo montage of the model, 3D model, into the contest. Here we used GIMP and Blender for doing this rendering, double rendering with this shape made in wireframe and this other shape made with real. We at that time we used also Yafrey, but the most of this rendering are done with the internal renderer of Blender. And this was made with GIMP. It's a particular of this Torino here. This one is another project, and we use Blender for doing this section and for we modeled all the whole environment, the whole zone with 3D models of the buildings, and we create these squares. The project was the bubble making machine. The idea is these big sculptors. You can see it better here. This big sculptor, which contains elevators, and colleagues, three squares together. And this sculptor makes bubble. They are not real bubbles, but they became the things of the urban public art, urban architecture. We started with these drawings here. You can here see these the bubble making machine. You can see here the bar. You can see the starting project. We started with an idea, and slowly we went on showing the final result with a photo merge, with a photo and a 3D model merged with the photo. Here we can see a sketch of the bar, and we can see also a photo montage with this part made with Blender, and the other part with a photo. And also here, the bus stop, the different trying of colors of the bus stop with people, and here the place to stay. We studied here a place with a seat in the urban landscape. This is another project for Monza, and also here we merge the Blender model. We made the Blender model, and we merge it with the photo just inside Blender, and we rendered the square, this part, and then in an image editor we put them together. Oh. This rendering here is made also with Blender. And also here we made a photo montage, photo merge, putting together the 3D model of the square with the photograph. And the idea was to put some cameras at the corner of the square, and to take movies from the people, and to present on video. This is water, and with to project the people who are in the square project on the screen of made of water. And also here we made a project, a 3D model with Blender. We mapped the people, and finally we put this project, this 3D model, inside the picture of the space. Then we go on, because Blender, we use Blender for developing this thing, and slowly we starting to introduce animation, and now we want to use also the physics and the game engine, and we would like to try to create interactive world with Blender. This was a project of three sculptors, and we started from sketches also here, and then we made a model, a 3D model with Blender. With model was the final passage, the middle passage to the realization of the three sculptors. These are, we think, the bubble making machine. But here they don't do bubbles. With Blender we started to make bubble. We started to the sculptors started to do bubbles. Here also the back and side view, the front view, rendered with Blender, and here all the space is made with Blender. Different rendering and perspective with the internal renderer of Blender. This is the realization of this bubble making machine we project in Blender. And the problem with the this project was we wanted really this machine to make bubble, but in the reality it's a little bit difficult. And then we used steel and plastic and made these bubbles. And we used RGB LEDs for changing the color. But our target here would be to have a very bubble making machine. And in the reality, we don't know how to do. we don't know how to do. But it's with Blender, we made this very easy, very simple animation, because our idea was to bring we started from here, from a 3D rendering in Blender. Then we used Blender for the designing process. And after, we realized, with making also technical drawings, realized this one. And here, the bubble are changed the color, but here they can change the color, they can move, they can make a lot of things in the reality at the moment we can do. And then I would like to show this video clip, which is only 1 minute long. And the important thing is we can put down the idea of this bubble making machine. A lot of people ask me why the bubble making machine. I don't know, I'm a sculptor, I have an idea, and I go on with all the tools I can use, I go on for communicate that idea. In this case, the interesting thing, we couldn't realize that idea into the real world, but with this slowly easy animation, we could interact, and now I can show you what is my idea. Then for me is very important, very important in this case for the communication of my idea, because if we couldn't have used Blender, this idea perhaps would be lost. And with quickly animation, it's like a sketch, a headline, an annotation I put here, and then when I will develop it. The last thing is we passed from design, and we go to animation, then from shape and design to animation, and we arrived at this, which is made in Blender and exported in Second Life. Then here there is also interactivity, and this is the Lifelog Island, and this is real, I think. It's virtual reality, but it's a real idea which I can communicate, people can enter, and people can see these three sculptors interactive, shapes are made with Blender. Here, also this one was made with Blender and imported in Second Life. Now I spoken with Claire two days ago. I spoken with Claire Linden, and she told me the Linden Lab wants to improve the 3D modeler inside Second Life, and I think Blender is very high quality for modeling, texturing, particle systems. For example, this is a particle system made in Second Life directly, But I did it with scripting. You can't, there is a wizard inside, but it doesn't work. And you can do this only if you use a scripting. But the particle system of Blender is very good and very good developed. So with Blender we could have the best results, better results than this. The difference is here you can share, but Blender you can share directly. You can live this thing. You can go on. Also now, also at night, you can go inside this world and you can share your experience. And it would be a dream if we could make an entire 3D world with Blender. Perhaps it's not possible, I don't know, I'm not technical, it's one idea, but perhaps it could be a good idea, also because we could obtain better result. And I wanted to show the... Okay, this is Juju Jauer, it's my avatar in Second Life. And the 3D modeler in Second Life now is very, very easy, very basic. And I have to do the shapes in Blender. And I use a system with maps to bring them inside. And now, the difference is also if you make shapes with Blender, because in Second Life there is always the problems of prims. If you own, this is a company, then it owns a lot of terrain, but if you buy a little piece of terrain in Second Life, you don't, you can't buy more than a few prims. With Blender, you can reduce the number of prims inside Second Life, and then you can construct more buildings in your land. And I saw very difficult shapes, faces, characters made with Blender and imported to Second Life. Okay, this is what we did until now, we have done until now, and now we want to go on using the game engine, the new game engine of Blender, which is very interesting. We are trying, now I haven't here the project we are doing now at our academy, but we are trying to develop projects using the interactive systems. The particle system, the physics, etc. And I think I think I wanted to speak about another interesting project, which is Project Wonderland of IBM and the importer to Project Wonderland is from Blender. In this case, in Second Life, Second Life doesn't support the texturing of Blender, but Project Wonderland support the also the texturing of Blender. And this thing, IBM use Blender for creating online world. Project Wonderland is an interesting program, software, open source, which you can create your own world. Then the most important thing is you can create not inside this world, ma you can put the shapes and the texture, and you can bring them inside Project Wonderland. I think this is a very important thing, because I think the future of the of 3D modeler is to also to use them together. It's a good thing. For example, we have a company which have components here and also in Korea. And we sometimes can works for simple projects inside Second Life, and we can use this one also modeling the shapes before with Blender and exporting them to Second Life, and we can share directly our project in different parts of the world. Okay, there is at the moment this exhibition in Florence, which is Rinascimento Virtuale, and there are some at the Museum of Anthropology, and there are also unfortunately I haven't here the pictures, but there is also rendering made in Blender, and if you want to see the catalog, I've got it here. Okay, thank you. A movie inside you use fraps.
Okay, but you're not taking into account the distortion of the lens.
Yes, that's it, a project I would like to develop, but I'm thinking about. We are traveled on that with holograms and projection, but I spoken about that, but it's an idea at the moment. I think also the other speaker told, I think it's not possible now, but Ton told him it's possible. I don't know at the moment. I'm looking for. The name is Pilens. Yes. Ah, but it's a kind of projector?
No, it changes the blender camera, the lens on the blender camera. But the blender camera has nothing to do with the real life. You cannot use the
no.
For real life matching, but the three lenses you can.
Yes, but if you create a world inside, you can make a walk through. Then what I want to do is to change to creating. I don't know why it's the next step. We are trying, but I want to create three-dimensional images with probably hologram. I saw on the internet there is a group of designers made a project with lights controlled by Blender. I haven't contacted yet, but they made this project moving lights, changing lights, and the whole system was before designed in Blender and then exported this time into reality. This is, I think, at the moment it's an utopia, but I think before or after it will be a real thing. But I started with clay. And now I'm arrived here. I don't know. I hope I can arrive to something because at the moment what I can do in Blender, it's for my idea, it's better than I can do into reality. But my final product is not. I don't sell pictures or movies. I'm not a movie maker. And I don't want something real. I'm a sculptor. I want not to touch, because if they are hologram, you can't touch. But I want a reality, something real, three-dimensional. Because Second Life is three-dimensional, but is under a screen. Then you can interact. I don't teach classes in Blender. We have people at the academy who teach Blender. I'm a sculptor. I make courses of sculptor, but students before makes 3D. Courses of with 3D modeler. Blender is one of them, but I can say this is a shame for my school at the moment. Blender is less diffused than 3D Studio Max. I'm trying strongly also with these people, Mario Gerosa, Mario De Rosa is a critical historical, and we are trying to develop these at the Polytechnic, also at the Polytechnic, at the Faculty of Architecture. I don't know if other people use Blender for projects directly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I hope.